We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dallas County reported a high number of cases on Saturday. Now county leaders are double-checking those high numbers after a glitch was reported. KRLD's Bailey Friday joins us live with the latest on that. Bailey?
Good morning, Scott. Dallas County officials reported a record high number of COVID-19 cases Saturday with 1,267. But apparently, those numbers could be flawed. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says the high case count is due to a technical glitch, which caused a surge of positive test results to flood in. But he tells NBC5 those results should have been reported earlier in the week.
We noticed that there were less results coming in than actually we test that we knew we did, because Parkland's is doing the test.
Jenkins says he's unsure how many testing sites have been affected by the glitch, and he's hoping to learn more later today. As of yesterday, Dallas County officials are reporting 800 new cases of COVID-19, a number more in line with the 4 days prior to Saturday. One new virus-related death has also been reported. The man was in his 40s and had underlying health conditions. His death brings the county's total to 605. Reporting live, Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.